large organisms turn up that we didn't know was there. This year, we have a tree, you know, this huge organism that's, you know, very beautiful and obvious and so forth, and yet escaped our attention until now.
SUNY Environmental Science and Forestry President Dr. Quentin Wheeler says you're not even close if you think scientists have identified most of the species of plants and animals on Earth.
We've named nearly 2 million species, which sounds like a lot, but we estimate there are another 8 to 10 million species awaiting discovery. So it's not surprising that on average we discover and name about 18,000 new species every year.
That big tree he talked about, the dragon tree found in Thailand, is on the top 10 list of new species for 2014, released by the International Institute for Species Exploration that's housed at SUNY ESF. Some of the others on the list are a transparent shrimp, a teddy bear-type relative of raccoons from Ecuador, and sea anemones that live under the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica. Wheeler says there are very practical reasons to identify plants and animals to steal their secrets.
Velcro that we use almost every day was inspired by the shape of certain plant structures that allow them to adhere to other structures. There's little hooks on the end of them.
He also notes a robot in development that climbs walls borrows from gecko's feet. But on a larger scale, each new discovery paints a clearer picture of Earth and its ecosystems.
So I look at this as a large jigsaw puzzle, and each species is one piece of this puzzle. Every one brings us a step closer to seeing the picture of evolution at large. And the other thing that we sometimes learn is that the ways plants and animals have adapted teach us important lessons about ways we can find more sustainable ways of meeting our own needs.
The annual top 10 species list is released on the birthday of the father of taxonomy. Carolus Linnaeus came up with genus and species classification 100 years before Darwin was detailing evolution. Chris Bolt, WAER News.